Hello and happy Thanksgiving. Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Victoria Walsall, in for Elf Frankmer for North Pole Radio News. It is a busy day of Thanksgiving celebration and activities at the North Pole, where the weather today is blustery, cold, and quite snowy. Joining us from along the parade route for this year's Elf Parade is Elf Frankmer, who is reporting live. Frank, is the Elf Parade underway yet?
Hello, Victoria. At the say, the Elf Parade is underway like trying to describe a march through sticky marshmallow. The parade participants are out there, but it is literally tough sledding as the snow has piled up to nearly 10 inches on North Pole Village streets and sidewalk. Let's go now live to Elf Crash Murphy, who is actually embedded in the parade as a participant. Crash, where are you in this mess?
Hi, Frank. I'm a good quarter mile from the review stand where you are reporting from. But it's slow going, and I'm guessing it could be an hour or more before I even get close to you.
Why are they going on with the parade in these conditions, Crash?
It's tradition, Frank. The parade must go on unless the temperatures are bitterly cold, which they're not. It's a perfect 28 degrees, and the snow just keeps falling in big, fluffy flakes. Everyone here is blaming the marching band.
Really? The band from North Pole High is somehow responsible for the weather?
Well, they did play Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Frank.
I see. It's a festive accusation at best, Crash. Stay safe and warm out there, my friend. Victoria, the Elf Parade goes on, and perhaps later today we will have a few pictures of it that we can share on our website.
Thank you, Mr. Murr, for braving the conditions on this snowy Thanksgiving day. For North Pole Radio News, I am Elf Victoria Wassel, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.